It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans sick with COVID-19 is growing. That could spell trouble for hospital capacity. State officials point to the long-lasting health effects as a reason for people to be cautious now. Barbara Gould got infected and barely survived.
It was clear by then that I was dying. My husband had to have my living will in front of him at all times. And at one point, the doctors did call and say, "It's not looking good."
She was on a ventilator for 65 days. Hospitalizations in the state are at their highest levels since spring. A new report finds Colorado's nursing homes are at risk for more outbreaks because of a lack of personal protective equipment. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
The report by the public interest group COPER revealed shortages of masks, gowns, gloves, eye protection, and more. Of particular concern were N95 masks, the gold standard for protection. Many nursing homes reported having just a one-week supply or less. Some reported having none. Danny Katz is the group's executive director.
It's maddening to think that we are so far into this pandemic and we're still struggling to get the kinds of critical supplies to some of our most vulnerable populations.
The group also released a guide for families with loved ones in nursing homes or those considering moving into one. It includes questions to ask these facilities about COVID-19 and supplies. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools is shifting third through fifth graders back to remote learning starting Monday. The change comes as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the city. Students will learn from home through at least Thanksgiving. Middle and high school grades will stay with remote learning until the end of the semester. Parts of Grand Lake have been reopened after weather tamped down the East Troublesome Fire. Chris Stein, who owns Bighorn Bagels on the east side of town, was cleaning out his shop Tuesday after a power failure during evacuations. When the order came to leave, he says he didn't have time to check on his business.
Traffic was being directed directly out of town, so we loaded up what we could grab that we could get in two cars and left.
Crews are working to restore utilities, and Grand County has placed dumpsters for food disposal only along the main highway through town. This is CPR News.